serve your karma. That's what your highly revered priest told you. I'll tell you what they don't teach in the holy books, the epics, and in those insipid self-help guides. Karma isn't your obedient servant. Nope. You're its. You serve your karma. Confused? Shocked? You'd better buckle up, because I'm about to take you on a bumpy ride. Listen here, the universe doesn't owe you anything. That's right. The great void doesn't give two hoots about you or your problems. You are not the center of the cosmos. You're not even the center of your own life. That honor goes to karma. Karma is the ultimate grandmaster puppeteer. Every thought you think, every word you utter, every action you take, it's all just fodder for your karma. It weaves this into the great tapestry of your existence, into your destiny. The good, the bad, and the ugly, it all comes back around in some form or another. You are the sole architect of your karma. It's not some cosmic vending machine that doles out rewards and punishments willy-nilly. It is your deeds, your words, your thoughts that define the karma you serve. The ball is in your court, so don't go blaming God or the universe. So you think you can tiptoe around your karma, can you? Good luck with that. You're more likely to win the lottery while being struck by lightning during a solar eclipse. The reality is that you can't escape karma. It's like your shadow. It's always there, following you, watching you. If you act selfishly, well, don't be surprised when karma comes knocking at your door. But here's the twist. This isn't some divine sentencing without trial. You can change. You have the power to shape your own karma. By being aware of your actions, by aligning your actions with empathy and love, by doing good unto others, you can serve a better karma. It's not rocket science, it's simple human decency. Serving your karma isn't about lying down and accepting whatever life throws at you. It's not about finding peace in suffering. Such way of serving karma is for the foolish. It's about understanding the root of that suffering, the cause of your troubles, and that's you. You are the common denominator in every problem you face. And once you realize this, you're in a position to make a change. You see, serving your karma isn't just about taking your lumps. You do not stop thinking, you do not stop contemplating. It's about learning from them. It's about growing, changing, evolving. You don't just serve your karma, you learn from it, you grow from it. You take those seeds of action you've sown, and you use them to grow a better future, for spiritual growth. And here's the ultimate irony. By serving your karma, by becoming aware of your actions and their consequences, you actually transcend your karma. You rise above the puppet theater, becoming the puppeteer yourself. So the next time some overzealous priest or some pseudo-spiritual influencer tells you to serve your karma, don't just accept it. Understand it. Challenge it. Question it. Be aware of it. Don't just serve your karma, but learn from it. Mold it. Shape it. Change it. And most importantly, transcend it. The very awareness and understanding will transcend it. The course will change. Picture this. You're like an alcoholic, constantly soused, under the unrelenting grip of a never-ending hangover. Your life has become a nauseating carousel, twirling on a sickening loop of drink after drink, drunk after drunk. You wake up feeling like death warmed over, spend your day in a haze of regret, and repeat the same mistakes all over again, every single day. It's a grim picture, isn't it? But hold on. You can't just bow down to this self-destructive cycle, resign yourself to this fatal spiral like some mindless zombie. That's not living. That's barely existing. Submitting to this alcoholism, this ceaseless cycle of intoxication and regret is not just foolish, it's ludicrous, a parade of stupidity. This is where awareness kicks in. Understanding the root cause of your predicament is critical. Why are you drinking? Is it to escape pain, to drown your sorrows, to feel something, or maybe to feel nothing at all? Whatever the reason, the first step to breaking free is acknowledging that there is a problem and understanding where it comes from. Once you have a grasp on the why, you can start working on the how. How can you break free from this toxic cycle? How can you serve your karma differently? It starts with a change in perception. You need to understand that each swig of that poison is a step away from the person you could be, the life you could lead. With this newfound understanding, you don't just stop drinking because it's bad for you. You stop drinking because you realize that it's chaining you down, preventing you from serving your karma effectively, preventing you from reaching your potential, from being the person you were meant to be. Transcendence comes from this profound understanding. You rise above the desire to numb yourself, to drown in drink. You become stronger than your cravings, more powerful than your addiction. You replace your need for alcohol with a desire for growth, a thirst for self-improvement. You serve your karma by making better choices, by striving to be the best version of yourself. You see, overcoming any destructive habit isn't just about quitting the habit. It's about understanding why you started in the first place. It's about transforming yourself, not just through the act of quitting, but through the journey of understanding, acceptance, and personal evolution. It's not enough to stop drinking. You must start living. Serving your karma without awareness, without taking the advice inward, is the equivalent of bumbling in the dark, like a clown in a house of mirrors. You're bouncing off walls, ricocheting from one disaster to another, clueless about why you keep stumbling, why you keep making the same mistakes. Foolish? More like ridiculously absurd. Look, it's like this. You don't become a master chef by chucking random ingredients into a pot, hoping for the best, right? You have to understand the recipe, learn the techniques, taste, tweak, adjust. The same applies to life and karma. You can't just blindly blunder through life, mindlessly repeating actions, expecting different results. That is the very definition of insanity. Serving your karma without awareness is just going through the motions, like a marionette dancing to someone else's tune. Where's the growth in that? Where's the learning? Where's the evolution? There isn't any. It's just a repetitive cycle of action-reaction-action, without any change, without any progress. But when you serve your karma with awareness, with understanding, you're not just reacting to life. You're actively participating in it. You're taking each experience, each challenge, each setback as an opportunity to learn, to grow, to evolve. You're not just serving your karma, you're transforming it, reshaping it. And taking the advice inward? That's the secret sauce. It's not just about hearing the wisdom, it's about digesting it, internalizing it, making it a part of you. It's about applying the wisdom in your actions, your decisions, your life. It's about becoming the wisdom. So yes, serving your karma without awareness, without taking the advice inward, is foolish. But serving your karma with awareness, with understanding, with inward introspection? That's wisdom. That's evolution. That's true growth. That is how you become the master of your karma, and not its servant. Life is a journey. It is not about arriving, but you can either make this journey a conscious or an unconscious one. The journey is not about reaching an endpoint, but about embracing the never-ending cycle of cause and effect, action and reaction, growth and evolution. It's about understanding that every step you take, every decision you make, every action you commit feeds into this cycle and shapes your karma. So don't worry about arriving, about getting to a place where you've finished serving your karma. That's not the point. The point is the journey itself, the lessons learned, the growth achieved, and the person you become along the way. Because remember, you're not here to be a slave to your karma. You're here to grow, to learn, to evolve. So go ahead, serve your karma. But don't just serve it, master it. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Becoming the master of your own destiny instead of its servant. This isn't easy. It's hard. It's uncomfortable, it's challenging, it's confronting. It requires courage, patience, and honesty. But I tell you this, it's worth it. Because when you serve your karma with awareness and understanding, when you learn from your mistakes and strive to be a better person, you're not just serving your karma. You're serving yourself. And that's the biggest service you can do. So go on then, serve your karma. Be aware, change, evolve. You might just find that in serving your karma, you're serving your highest self.